Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Point. So give D'Amico the job. We don't want them to leave or whatnot. I think they're doing fine with Shanahan. So, but that fits you were talking about Bryce Young during the break in that situation in Carolina. Now they have a new coach.
He has no chance to win.
They have a new coach, DLC from Tampa Bay.
There's no players.
But yeah, Deontay Johnson's now there. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, no, the situation
is horrible.
Very dire.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, wow, they had DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey. What if he went into that situation?
Like, I acknowledge, I don't think Alex Smith was great. I don't.
But the situation was worse.
I don't know many players that would have overcome it. Now, do I think Aaron Rodgers would have been better than Alex Smith,
right,
even given all the same circumstances? Yes, I do.
Like, for example, I'm looking at this draft.
But I think he would have struggled too.
I'm looking at the situation, the draft 1999.
Give it
this
to
draft
me.
Was hot.
Give it to me.
Because I remember this as a kid.
Yeah.
And you had Tim Couch coming out.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
miss prospect
oh,
number
yeah.
one out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I remember reading about him in high school. He was on all the high school
in the
magazines.
SEC.
He was all on high school magazines. But even before that, he was like, before he got to Kentucky, he was a can't miss prospect going into college. And then you had Donovan McNabb go number two overall to Philadelphia, and they booed because they wanted Ricky Williams.
Syracuse.
Then you had Akili Smith out of Oregon.
Was it him and Marvin Harrison together?
They were together for a year, maybe.
For a year. Okay, yeah.
But McNabb and then Akili Smith out of Oregon.
Yep.
And then you had Then you had Culpepper go to Minnesota,
Dante
11 overall.
Culpepper.
Get your roll on. What if McNabb goes to Minnesota and Culpepper goes to Philly?
It's a great question.
McNabb is probably in the Hall of Fame.
I love Clinton.
I still think McNabb is a Hall of Famer, but that situation, he goes to Minnesota, and there's Randy Moss and Chris Carter with Donovan McNabb. Are you kidding me? People misremember how good Donovan McNabb was.
Yeah, Culpepper was pretty sweet, too.
He was sweet.
I love Culpepper.
But McNabb,
No doubt. But he had Andy Reid, too.
But, you know, Minnesota had Moss, and they had Chris Carter.
He's throwing to Todd Pinkston.
And James Thrash. And then Kate McDowell. Remember Kate McDowell at UCLA?
They said he was the next Steve Young because he was left-handed.
I thought he was. I mean, not the next Steve Young.
I mean, come on.
Not the next Steve Young.
But yes, that was what he was.
But that situation in Chicago.
I thought he'd be better.
It was a terrible situation
Rick
in Chicago.
Rick Meyer is one of my favorite Notre Dame quarterbacks of all time. He went to a horrible Seattle situation.
Yep.
And I thought he had no chance to succeed.
No chance. Who was Kate McDowell throwing to at college? It was Drew Bennett.
Drew Bennett, Miramonte High School. It was Mercedes Lewis. He's been in the league for 40 years.
Could have been. But no, Drew Bennett.
Yeah.
And you know what happened to UCLA that year? They were undefeated. They were number one in the country. They had a game postponed against Miami.
Was that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, too, around the same time?
He was around the same time, but I don't know if he was on that
team. The running back, not the basketball player.
I don't know if he was on that team.
Okay.
But they played Miami. The game got postponed due to a hurricane. Hurricane Warner said they postponed it all the way to December. This is after they played USC. They go down to Miami. I was talking to Ronnie Lott's son about this. Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a Super Bowl. And I was like, I remember the game because they didn't show it locally. They did live look-ins. Or not live look-ins, but they would do updates of the game.
Think of how things have changed.
It's changed.
Now I can watch 75 games simultaneously on YouTube TV.
Dude, so they go down to Miami, and I think they lose something I don't know. You guys can fact check this. It was 45-42. And UCLA loses because Edgar James runs for 300 yards.
The edge?
The edge. And that cost Kate McDowell to shot at the national championship. They end up going to play Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl, and they get beat by Rondane and company. It was just unbelievable. But Kate McDowell, I love that UCLA team. Bob Toledo was the head coach. And they were the cardiac kids. They were always falling behind, and they were just chucking it. Kate was chucking it. I thought he was going to be a star in the NFL. He was not. And that kind of proves our point that the situation does matter.
So now going back to the Ayuk thing, if the situation matters and they do end up moving off Brandon Ayuk, you still have CMC, you still have Debo, you still have Kittle, you still have Trent and Brock and Kyle Shanahan, the architect. If you take a wide receiver, even if it takes a year, you got to think like, now you could just whiff and the guy just cannot play like Dante Pettis. He just might not be able to play. But boy, this is a great situation to find out if you can play or not. The infrastructure's there. Well,
how about this? Something we haven't touched on in this situation. How much pressure will be on that rookie if you do trade Ayuk and replace him? Because I always believe this to my core. I don't know if there's any proof to this, but I thought Kinlaw, not necessarily set up to fail, but first of all, it's the pandemic season, so you can't come into the facility until training camp starts. Remember the whole COVID protocols. So I believe that set him back, not getting around Chris Kocerek right away instead of waiting, and then there's some injuries there. But also, you draft Kinlaw to replace Buckner, who was a fan favorite and a great member of the community. That was another thing. He was a great member of the community, did a lot of things off the field. So you trade him, you draft Kinlaw, and you say, replace Buckner, and oh, by the way, here's his number 99.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest move.
So the pressure on Kinlaw, now he may not just be a good player.
Well, that's, yeah, I would lean, you know,
he may not be
direction.
A good player.
Yeah.
But the pressure, basically my point though, is the pressure to produce on a team that is training to win a Super Bowl now. And they're playing next to Debo and Kittle and CMC and Purdy, and they don't have time to wait. Shanahan's not a patient guy anyway. We all know that. Shanahan and patience do not get along. That's a lot of pressure for somebody stepping in for a guy who made second team all pro at the wide receiver position. That's a lot.
Well, so like we referenced it in the Florio interview, Stephon Diggs was a great player for Minnesota, and they traded him to Buffalo, and Justin Jefferson was tasked with trying to, you know, replace him.
Right.
He didn't just replace him. I mean, he was Randy Moss historic in terms of how good he was. I believe that pressure is a part of it, but if you're good enough, you'll just overcome it. Brock Purdy had pressure his rookie year coming in replacing Jimmy Garoppolo. You don't think?
The fans were split on Jimmy, though.
And then moving
many,
off of everyone?
How many fans were happy to move off of Jimmy? You know, I get the pressure.
I don't know.
There was
know.
A lot of pressure there.
I don't know.
There was
a lot of pressure.
There was a lot of pressure.
I don't know. I think talent overrides things. And, like, are you good or not? Now, pressure is a factor, but I don't think it's the
so
defining
I'm saying,
factor.
No, it's not a – I didn't say it was a defining factor. Yeah. I wasn't saying that at
it's
all.
It's a factor,
but it's a huge factor.
Yeah,
I think it's a huge factor. You come into a situation like – think about the Warriors who cried out loud. Kuminga, Moody, Pods, TJD, you want to go Wiseman, yeah. You want to go Poole. Coming into this situation, it has not been easy for those guys. Have the Warriors made it easy? Probably not.
This is James Wiseman.
But like that's James, not an easy situation to go into, playing with guys who have won championships.
So but what's then my pivot would be like, well, the only guy to leave the team is Wiseman. What's Wiseman's problem in Detroit? There's zero pressure.
Poole got traded.
I know, but I'm saying Wiseman. There's zero pressure in Detroit.
But you're not playing.
He's just not
there's
good
so many guys. There's so many guys here. It's not a good team. Not a good situation. Okay. He may not be good enough, but there was a lot of pressure on him to say, "Hey, come save the dynasty." You know, Kuminga and Moody are facing that now. If they move off of Klay Thompson and Chris Paul moves on, and I'm watching OKC last night, and you got Moody and Kuminga stepping up for huge roles. Well, guess what? If they don't produce at a high level, guess who's going to be scapegoated on his team with the Golden State Warriors? Whether it's fair or not, it's going to be Kuminga and Moody saying they can't help extend it. They're not good enough. The big three needs help, blah, 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 blah. It's not an easy situation.
But I also just think that in sports, we overvalue, overdraft, mismanage.
We do all that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all the player just might not be good enough.
It might not be good enough. They might not be good enough, but that's your chance. If Flynn was talking about it, he would not trade Ayuk because of the chance of something happening, something a player not panning out.
Oh, this is definitely risky. Like, that's one thing that we, like, you and I can agree on this. It's tremendously risky. Tremendously risky. But if you're banking on the coach,
right.
If you're banking on the situation, you're banking on the quarterback, they think their odds aren't as risky as maybe the outside does.
Like, 5-0, for example, as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Haha, got it in. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget that you can also watch this every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from the QR code on our Twitch and YouTube channels. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line as well. 925-510. I wanted to read this one. Juwan Jennings, wide receiver number two. How would we feel as a fan base if Juwan Jennings went into week one as wide receiver number two?
Is he wide receiver number two week 8 and week 16?
He's wide receiver number two all season long. Now, things could change, but he's going into the season.
Well, going,
he's
into,
going
the
into
season,
the season.
Yeah, I would.
He's wide receiver number two.
It wouldn't be optimal, but it'd be like appropriate. And then, you know, are we kind of increase someone's workload so that they can get to that spot? How many, like, is the guy unplayable? You know, like, we kind of found out almost immediately, like, Solomon Thomas, you almost can't even play him on right. starter downs. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, are we at that point with the whoever the replacement is?
And then,
I have to know more.
All right, well, you have to know more then. Well,
look,
this
I
is what I, but this
look,
is what I know about IU.
You're taking a step back if Jennings is your number two in day one. That's no doubt about it.
Okay.
But you're hoping by week 16.
Somebody else pops.
Yeah, you're
maybe
in a different spot.
Maybe like having
as
a Debo ascension because Debo got better.
And,
as the season
here's the other
along.
Part of this. What if the Brandon Ayuk trade not only netted me a wide receiver, but it also made my offensive line better?
Maybe. Ooh.
That's a trade-off I'm willing to maybe look at.
Jordan Schultz, our boy from Bleacher Report. Jordan Schultz, the Schultz Report, reporting that the Giants have been trying to trade up to number three with the Patriots.
Whoa.
With the belief being they want North Carolina quarterback Drake May.
Ugh.
They want Drake
May. Don't hurt
May.
Yourself reaching for that platter.
I'm glad I don't want Drake May.
Oh, my God.
Either.
Dayball's getting fired.
Back, we're going to play some Florio sound. I want to push back on Florio a little bit. He was like, he barely scraped 1,000 yards in 2022. Okay, that's fair.
That's what I said.
But as a rookie, 748 yards on 60 catches. Sophomore year, 23 years old. Remember, he started that year in the doghouse. 2021, he was in the doghouse. Trent Sherfield started the first game of the season. Ayuk, 56 catches, 826 yards, and that was with a banged-up Jimmy Garoppolo. We know how we feel about Jimmy Garoppolo's quarterback. Ayuk kind of touched on that. It was like, who would you rather have, Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo? And he was like, Trey Lance. This was recently. And then, of course, last year, two seasons ago, 1,000 yards, and last year, 13. So his production has gone up every single season.
But what
every
if I said
year.
To you that he had a career year and you can't – you already paid two different guys off career years, Kittle and Debo Samuel, and they didn't look great a year and a half later.
Well, that's because you didn't take care of business early on with their contracts. Debo comes in out of shape. Bosa doesn't come in, and he blames missing training camp on him having a bad year. Get this deal done. Get this guy in camp. He's been one of your better players in camp. We said that 2 years in a row about Brandon Ayuk.
No doubt.
Maybe three. 3 years in a row, really? Ike's been that good, so I don't know. Nick and Berkeley. Nick and Berkeley on the other side. We'll come back. 888-957-9570. Final draft thoughts on this show and anything else you want to talk about. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
In the 2017 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Solomon Thomas. Defensive end, Stanford.
Now, back to the morning roast with Vontae and Chesky.
Sorry, Fleming.
I miss this music.
Sorry, Fleming. One of the biggest drive busts happened to be from Stanford in Niners history. We like Solomon Thomas. I almost called him Solomon Torres. Every time I think of Solomon Torres back in 1993.
Not Solomon in the Bible.
No, not Solomon in the Bible. Solomon Torres. Game 162, Dodger Stadium, 1993. I'm scarred. I'm scarred.
He went on to have a decent career.
He did, and I'm still scarred. 103 wins.
I'm telling
no
you
playoffs.
Who I'm scarred from. When the Niners not once, but twice, passed on Deshaun Jackson in the draft.
Oh, my God.
They took Kentuan Bulmer and Chilo the Matador Rashal from USC. Two of the worst picks ever. The other one that sticks out in my head, in my craw, is when they passed on Vince Wilfork, and I knew he'd be a 10 to 15 year absolute monster.
Chilo Rashal. I remember going to the preseason they have a, the 49ers have a Pasta Bowl Fest or something like that.
Pasta Bowl Fest.
Yeah, they would have these
pasta parties. Don't invite anyone from St. Mary's there. They might be illegal for, you don't remember when they got in trouble for feeding too much pasta to one of their recruits?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's so silly. We were so mad at North Carolina, we put St. Mary's on punishment.
So they used to have these Pasta Bowls, right? And all the Niner players would be there. And they'd be at tables with fans and stuff. Uh-huh. And Chyler Rashad was at my table.
Oh.
Me and my little brother Bernard, we were walking around, took pictures with Frank Gore, Vernon Davis and stuff. And then Chyler was the first guy. This is the first time I ever heard about Drake. He goes, "Hey, man, anybody ever tell you you look like Drake?" And I was like, "Who the hell is Drake?" It's like, you ever watched Degrassi? And I was like, Degrassi? What is that? Aubrey Graham? You don't know. And I was like, so then we looked up the Drake guy, and I was like, yeah, I don't look like him.
Is Aubrey Graham the name of the character or his real name?
His real name,
That's his real name.
That's his real name. Yeah. Not his real name as the character. His actual real name.
His actual real name. Aubrey Graham.
Oh.
I think it's Aubrey Graham. Or was Aubrey Graham his name in Degrassi? I don't know.
Did you see what he did over the weekend?
Who?
He did this AI thing where they...
Oh, with Tupac and everything. And Tupac's,
I thought it was out of bounds.
Yeah, they're not happy with it.
Jimmy Brooks was the character.
Jimmy Brooks.
Aubrey Graham is his
real name. Jimmy Brooks. I just want to talk about this for just 1 second. Drake put out a diss song where he used AI. I don't know if he wrote it or someone else wrote the lyrics. They pumped it into the AI computer or whatever. I sound like such an old person. And then Tupac rapped. It didn't sound like, A, it wasn't a Tupac rap, number one. It just didn't sound anything like him in terms of how he would deliver the cadence of the flow. And then they used Snoop, who's still alive. It was out of bounds on both levels.
Yeah, Drake's kind of losing it. He is good, though, when it comes to... when it comes to hit 'em ups, he does clap back very well. I'm waiting to Kendrick.
Yeah, I don't think he writes his stuff.
Though. Yeah, but probably not.
Yeah,
probably,
but that's the essence of hip hop.
You know,
write your own stuff.
Jay-Z didn't write a lot of stuff, and I love Jay-Z. Dr. Dre didn't write a lot of stuff on the Chronic 2001.
I don't consider Dr. Dre one of the great lyricists of all time. He's one of the great producers.
Snoop has some guys write some stuff from time to time.
Snoop's 55 years
old.
I'm
just saying. I'm just naming rappers. It happens a lot. Every rapper's had somebody write something for them.
Yeah, but Drake never wrote his own stuff.
Nah, I wouldn't say never.
I mean, that's what they said.
Never. That's what they say. They be hating. He's got to write something. 408. Yes, in Santa Clara Convention. Apostle Bowls back in the day. Niners used to have Apostle Bowls in the Santa Clara Convention Center. So that was a lot of fun. So anyway.
Chyler Rashad.
Yeah, that was the story. He kind of called me Drake, and that's the first time I ever found out who Drake was. That was my Chyler Rashad story.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like, and then I realized by how he ate the pasta, he was never going to be a good NFL player.
I actually thought it was going to be legit. Like, I chopped it up with him. He was cool. I was like, all right, let's go. Chyler Rashad's big boy. Didn't work out well.
Who's the one guy that you were so sold on was going to be so good, and he was a
Colin Kaepernick. I thought,
but Colin had some moments.
Yeah,
I'm saying like all time whiff.
Oh, in the draft,
Johnny Manziel for me, I thought was going to be a dude. No, I did. It was when I was like right in college too. Johnny Football was the king of everything. Obviously, in hindsight, after everything come out, it's horrible to even think that he was going to be good in the NFL. Guy couldn't get his life together. But at the time, I did not want Khalil Mack. I wanted Johnny Football. I was disappointed, and I was totally wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what, with the Niners, I jumped out the seat. I was with my guy Aaron Turner. They drafted LaMichael James. I said,
we all did. No,
gosh, LaMichael.
And then I will never forget him fumbling in the Super Bowl ever again.
And then getting the carry in the goal line because Frank Gore needed a blow after a big 45-yard run against the Ravens to get inside the red zone, to get inside the 10-yard line. LaMichael James was amazing at Oregon. Amazing.
Yeah, it didn't translate.
I wanted
LeGarrette Blunt as an undrafted free agent so bad.
He was committed to the Niners
at
first.
And then rescinded.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted him so bad.
Blunt force trauma.
Yeah, I want to get everybody's favorite draft misses. Draft misses. And I'll keep most of mine Niners related. I did think Rashawn Woods was going to be a dude out of
Oklahoma. Well, I'm going to give you one, and I guarantee you're going to agree with
me. Yeah, no, Rashawn Woods was a Biletnikoff winner.
Yeah,
He was the best wide receiver. I loved Rashawn Woods. I thought he was going to pop.
It's Taylor Mays.
Oh, my God.
We all thought Taylor Mays was going to be the next Ronnie Lott. USC, big body, him and Darnell Bing. I said, like, both of these guys are can't miss safeties.
Dude.
I was wrong on both. They missed.
Taylor Mays. So USC, when they used to have the Emerald Bowl out
here. You thought he was going to be good too.
They used to have the Emerald Bowl at Oracle Park. And one of the teams that always practiced at City College of San Francisco. Miami practiced there 1 year. That's where I got my first ever credential to go to a sporting event. I'll never forget it. I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. I was like, can I get a credential? It was like this big thing for me, for everybody. When you first get that credential, you're like, oh my gosh, I made it, right? So USC 1 year was practicing at USC. And Taylor Mays was one of the last guys to walk out the locker room. I was like, damn, who is that?
He's humongous.
It was like, that's Taylor Mays. Somebody whispers like, that's Taylor Mays. And I was like, he was like, it was God or something. And then the Niners drafted him. And then he had the block punt against the Atlanta Falcons. It was one play ever made for the Niners. Remember that? The block punt in the Georgia Dome?
Of course
The same game, Roddy White forced Nate Clements into a fumble for the second year in a row. Was it Dre Bly?
And maybe it was,
One year it was Dre Bly at Candlestick. Yeah. And then the next year in the Georgia Dome, it was freaking Nate Clements. Yeah, he started high-stepping at like the 30-yard line. It's like, dude, what are you doing? You're down 35-10. What's going on here? And then the next year in the Georgia Dome, Taylor Mays blocks the punt. Niners are up 14-3. They end up losing 16-14 because the same thing happened. Roddy White forced Nate Clements to fumble.
There was one time.
We have a sickness, I know.
You know how Niner fans have never been united on anything? Like, you like John Brody? I don't. I like Y.A. Tittle. All the way through the Steve and Joe era to the Alex and Colgan. There was one time all of the 49er fans were united simultaneously, and it wasn't over a loss. It was the day they drafted A.J. Jenkins when everyone on the planet knew there was the worst pick. First off, everyone went, who?
Who? Yeah, who?
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 I will never forget that. That was the one time in 49er history where everyone agreed, what the hell did they do?
See, R.W. McCorders, I thought, was the next
We all thought R.W.
He ended up having a good career, though.
It was R.W. Yeah. And then the Marquez Pope.
Marquez Pope.
I thought Marquez Pope was going to be
Was he a free agent signing, though?
He was I don't know, but I thought he was going to be good.
He was a free agent signing, I thought
he was going to be good.
I think they moved him from safety to corner.
Exactly.
He was all right. He was all right.
I knew Rose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wasn't going to be good because they took the fifth best DB out of Miami.
Yeah, the Raiders ended up with Phillip Buchanan. We ended up with Mike Rump. He said Mike Roast. Mike Roast.
Be kind, Roast Rump.
Roast Rump.
That guy is a sort of beef roast. He would always get roasted.
He was a walking pass interference penalty.
Dude, he was horrible.
AJ Jenkins, it was like, because the Big Ten was hot, and it still is, but it was like Illinois. AJ Jenkins.
And it's not Rashard Mendenhall?
Yeah.
What? Everyone AJ went, Jenkins, what?
Dude. I saw a dude at my old donut shop, Tip the Clement. And I saw a dude wearing the Ross special, the AJ Jenkins jersey, number 17.
How about the day we all celebrated simultaneously when the Raiders took Darius Heyward-Bey ahead of Michael Crabtree?
Well, Crabtree still ended up being a pretty good Raider, so it worked out.
It did work out. It did work out.
I'll never forget that day, though.
Mel Kiper called the Raiders stupid, I think, that day.
Was that the same draft they took Mike Mitchell in?
Mitchell out of Ohio.
Mel Kiper, he's a sixth-round pick. Yeah.
I thought Mel Kiper's head was going to explode watching him react to that Darius Hayward.
I think he said clearly the Raiders are smarter than everyone else here, so they should just do what they want.
Yeah. Like, he seemed incensed that the Raiders went away from his mock draft. Like, story. The vein in his head was massive.
Before we get to the calls, I have to tell the story about the Darius Hayward Bay draft. Okay. So this is when Bachelor Pat was in full swing.
Okay.
Big Dog City and I are living together. We're fighting each other every day.
He actually was decent with the Steelers.
No, but listen. So Big Dog City, diehard Raider fan. He's fried some chicken for us, right?
Yeah.
Me, Mo Buddy, we're watching the draft because we're like, hey, they show a picture, they show, you know, the video shot, they're in the green room. It's Michael Crabtree. Do you remember Michael Crabtree's outfit that day?
No, refresh it to me.
He's wearing all black. He's wearing a black suit.
Is he fighting for his
black
life?
Black button up.
Like, what?
Dude, listen.
He was wearing all black. I think of Mark Jackson, game 7.
So true story. We're in the bachelor pad. Let me get the story out. It's hilarious. No, seriously.
Deion was going to be part of Crabtree's representation.
So Crabtree's in the green room wearing all black.
Yeah.
He's got the diamonds in the ear. He looks amazing.
Speaking of double Blitnikoff winners.
We all loved Crabtree because he was at Texas Tech. He had the game win against Texas.
The quarterback was going to be the man.
I thought Crabtree was going to be the man. I was like, he could do no wrong. He's beating everything. Double coverage, triple coverage, single coverage. High points the ball, runs every run. I thought Crabtree was going to be that dude. He's wearing all black. Big Dog looks over as he has a frying pan. He has a frying pan with the chicken sizzling in the pan. I go, Big Dog, look at him, dude. Look at the ice. He's wearing all black. Big Dog creeps over. He looks. He goes, we got our guy. I was like, he's wearing all black. Big Dog goes, we got our guy. We got our guy. He's going to be a Raider, baby. Al Davis loves it.
He's going to be a Raider.
So then a couple picks later.
He didn't run because he had the stress fracture.
Yeah, he had the stress fracture, so he didn't run.
I'm telling you, I thought Graham Harrell was going to be the man.
But no, yeah, I didn't. I thought he was just another spread offense quarterback.
I was like, air raid, baby.
I thought it was Cliff Kingsbury 2.0, and Mike he happened Leach, to be just that.
I love Mike Leach.
So Big Dog looks over. He goes, oh, we got him. And then the Raiders are on the clock. And when they said Darius Hayward Bay, I veered to my right, looked at Big Dog, and he had a blank stare.
Oh, my God.
And it was the depression. And Mo Money and I just started. I laughed for the next 45 minutes. It's like, Darius Hayward Bay. So, true story. The story's still going here. Niners obviously take Crabtree. I'm happy.
Amazing.
We're happy. We're like, yes.
Yeah, amazing.
So, I'm working at Cobb's Comedy Club at the time. Uh-huh. So, I go to work that night.
Did
I get
home. Did he snatch your chain?
No, he did not. So, I go to Cobb's Comedy Club that night. I get off work. I get home. It's like 12:30 in the morning. Big Dog City, by that point, has fully convinced himself that Darius Hayward Bay was the right pick. This dude's watching all these highlight films. You remember the Cal game, B? We got up early to Cal. I was like, come on, man. He had two catches in the Cal game. What are you talking about? He had fully convinced himself that Darius Hayward Bay was the right pick, and they outsmarted everybody. That's how much denial he was in about Darius Hayward Bay. I'll never forget that draft. He completely, and then we argued for months on months on months that Darius Hayward is going to be better than Crabtree. Watch. It was just like, what? You took the wrong guy. Nobody knew who Darius Hayward Bay was, and they took him 7th overall. It was unbelievable. But that's what we do, right? During the draft. We know the players are whiff. And like I tried to convince myself Kenton Bomber was a player.
No, I knew he wasn't. I was with my boy Della. I was furious we didn't take DeSean Jackson in the first. So then, all right, second round. Oh, he's falling to us. The Rams took a wide receiver right before the Niners in that same draft before they took Shiloh Rashad. And I was like, okay, here he is. We're gonna take and we didn't take him.
Nope.
This was ridiculous.
Well, Rupert Foster, I almost wrecked my car on the Bay Bridge because that was the day we had the draft show at the Fox Theater. And when I knew they took Rupert Foster, I was like, oh my God, Lynch is a wizard. He traded down one pick. He got Solomon Thomas. We weren't even though inside of me, I was like, we're really not going to take Deshaun Watson coming off that national championship. We kind of need a quarterback.
Hand size.
But whatever, the hand size. By the time
hand
the boys
size.
Of the Niners I was working with.
Oh.
Wasn't high on Deshaun Watson whatsoever.
Oh.
And then by week 5, when he lit up Seattle, this guy could be the Michael Jordan on the football field. I mean, the spirals he throws, Bonte. I was like, I know, Pop. Anyway.
I'm looking at the Kenton Bomber class.
Oh, my
gosh. It's just.
Oh, my gosh.
Calais Campbell went, right? My God. Just listen to this. I want you to hear this. Just Jordy Nelson goes to Green Bay right ahead of him, okay? Right ahead of him. Atlanta takes Curtis Lofton, who had a pretty decent career. Shiloh Rashad goes 39 overall. Eddie Royal goes after him. Matt Forte goes after him. DeSean Jackson goes after him. Quentin Groves goes after him. Calais Campbell goes after him. Ray Rice goes after him. Dexter Jackson. I mean, Chad Henne. It is like a... It's like a potpourri of freaking studs. And we took Jahlil Rashawn.
I can tell you so bad.
Chad Henne wouldn't even be bad about that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Still bad about
Martellus
that.
Martellus Bennett? Terrell Thomas? Like, there's so many great players. It makes me so angry.
Let's go to Nick and Perkins.
No, wait, wait. Before you go to him, before you go to Nick, I'm going to give you my other favorite. My favorite moment. I pulled an all-nighter. I'm not going to say what I was doing. It was me and Seamus. We were over at his parents. They had a house over in the Mission. We're downstairs in like the apartment area. Stayed up all night. Niners are going to draft number one overall. This is the year Alex Smith was drafted. And back when you used to watch ESPN News, and you'd have the ticker, and you'd wait for the, all the sports highlights on the ticker. And it came out a little early, prematurely, the Niners are going to take Alex Smith. So we were all devastated. Devastated. And then immediately after that, it said, but the Niners still might take another quarterback and trade back to number four. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Gruden had number four. The Niners were thinking about trading back into the top five. They never ended up doing
it. They never ended up doing it.
They literally have audio of Mike Nolan coming back saying, we thought about taking two quarterbacks in the first round. Mike Nolan.
And you pass up on Aaron Rodgers, who started a game against USC, I believe. Love it. You would know
22.
This. I thought it was 23-23.
Maybe it was 23.
All I remember was Keith Jackson.
And he threw it out to either Chase Lyman, from Jeff MacArthur. He threw it out of bounds on purpose. That's what broke the streak.
Well, it broke the streak, and Chase Lyman actually broke his leg that day.
That's right.
And he's from St. Mary's of Mountain View. St. Mary's of Mountain View.
Is he a St. Francis kid?
St. Francis. What did I say? St. Mary's. I'm saying St. Francis of Mountain View.
He was so sick.
Broke his leg at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. They got 1st and 10 inside the 10-yard line. It didn't run one run play. Not one run play. When they were running the ball down USC's throat.
Tedford.
Lost 23-17. ESPN game day was there. That was like, go get Rodgers if you're the 49ers. And they got Alex Smith. Nick and Berkeley, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? Dexter Little Wester Jackson, R.W. Fumbles McCorders. You guys are killing me, man. Like, dude, like, so. The fear, the infuriation that we all feel as Niner fans listening to these like who type of picks. I'm like this, man. We have to realize that old man York has a lot more influence on who the Niners pick than we actually know about. It has to be that. The coaching staff can't be that dumb, passing up all these players. He's just like, no, the contract's going to be too big. These are the lower target groups that I want to go through. It has to be that. You can't be that dumb in the draft. Someone needs to lock Shanahan in the bathroom today and keep him out of the war room because he's doing too much, first of all.
Come on. Let me tell you something.
Kansas City traded up to get because they're going after big Mims, the big 320-pound, 6'8" offensive tackle from Georgia.
I love that guy.
If we don't get him, it's not a panic situation with the Niners. Why are we even talking about trading Ayuk? He led the team in receiving, and he probably would have put up more yards the year before, but apparently he was in the Shanahan's doghouse in his third year. I mean, this is ridiculous. But, man, I'm telling you, look, there's no way that any NFL team should allow Kansas City to get this dude because he's a monster, dude. He's nobody's getting by him, really. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. And let me tell you something, man. I don't understand why everybody's in this panic mode. We were right there, but we just couldn't run the ball a ton. Why not get an offensive lineman? Why not trade up to get the best offensive lineman, you know, the best center that we can get, a versatile guy, you know what I mean, in case someone gets hurt. I mean, dude, there's a couple cats out there that we need to get. But we're focused on, like, Stan has always focused on, like, these position players, man. Like, stop it, dude. Stop manipulating the team and having like, deficiencies that we consistently have every year. Like, what are you not looking at, bro? Like, I swear to God, I'm going to take my TV and huck it like a frisbee if Kansas City gets that lineman. It's getting hucked, bro. I'm telling you. I'll film it and send you guys a video. I can't take it no more.
I feel you, man. I feel you. Hey, good call, Nick. Hey, by the way, Mibs, you brought up the Guyton guy yesterday, which was a good call because when I saw his name at first and I saw the college he went to, like, we were talking to Flip about, you know, if you take a quarterback for USC, you're a little worried. If you take a receiver from LSU, you feel really good or whatnot.
Yeah.
We have these stigmas.
It's so weird.
It's so weird how we do it. But there is something about Oklahoma linemen.
They work.
Trent Johnson, Dickerson, Trent Williams, of course. I mean, they always have studs on the offensive line. So when Guyton, you said Guyton yesterday, I did double check. It's like, you know what? That may not be a bad pick. Oklahoma knows how to train out linemen.
That's what I'm saying. That's for sure. Top 24 draft busts of all time. And this is from 2022. I got to read this off. Number 24, Matt Leinart. Drafted 10 overall, the Arizona Cardinals. Bonte, get in here anytime you want. Derek Harvey.
They said Matt Leinart's the biggest, number 24 biggest bust in the league? No, he's not one of the 24
Derek Harvey. Derek Harvey, DN from Florida, number 8 to the Jacksonville Jags.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. I think he tore his knee up like the first day of practice or OTAs, if I'm not mistaken. Could be somebody else. Could be somebody else.
I mean, he held out before he even played and said he'd only sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I can imagine number that. 22. I'm only signing with the Jaguars.
This guy was on the Niner practice squad at one point. Kevin White.
Ooh.
Wide receiver, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, he was a big bust. West Virginia.
Yeah.
Big bust.
Why?
Was that after Amari Cooper, too, I believe?
Yes.
Same draft.
Yes. Yep. White and Amari Cooper, the two top prospects in the class. Yeah, not good. Josh Rosen. Number 10 overall.
Yeah, see, I would say he's a bigger bust than, I guess he is. Leinart shouldn't be on this list.
Okay.
Leinart shouldn't be on this list.
Deion Jordan, and also a 49er.
Hold on one second. Let me defend Josh Rosen.
And Josh Rosen, Niner.
I don't think Rosen got it. You talk about situations being drafted in the right situation. You go to Arizona, you play for a year, you're in and out the lineup. By the way, the only two wins for Arizona that year was against the Niners. The first play of the game.
On like 75 the second yards. Play
of first play of scrimmage. No. It was 75 yards of Christian Kirk.
It was coming right toward me. I go, oh my God, Josh Rosen is the man.
Him and Wilkes got hosed that year.
Dude, he threw a dime. Who was that to?
Christian Kirk.
Oh my God.
75 yards.
It was an
And then we did a video in the bleachers that was popping, and we had to take it down because somebody was snitching on us about the video. Whatever. We moved on.
We'll leave that in the past. Jordan, number 20. Number 3 overall, the Miami Dolphins. Number 19, Rich Campbell, 1981 draft. Yeah, we'll pass on that. Kevin Allen, 18.
Kevin Allen where?
Kevin Allen, offensive tackle, Indiana, went 9th overall to the Eagles. He was in prison for sexual assault, banned from the NFL.
What year was this?
And he also tested positive for cocaine immediately.
What year was this?
1985.
Okay, it was before our time. Damn.
He could have played for the Bulls.
It's Buddy Ryan? No, that wasn't Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan was with the Bears.
The 17th worst draft.
Jesus Christ, wait a minute. He was on cocaine
Trey might end up being on this one day.
What?
All right, Justin Gilbert, 8th overall, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
All right, and there's just, okay. Justin Blackmon, number 5 overall, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Next time we get Anthony Slater on. Ask him about Justin Blackmon. He's an Oklahoma State guy. Slater's got some stories about
Blackmon.
Justin
was the next T.O.
Dude, Slater used to hang out with him. Slater used to hang out with him at OK State.
Yeah, that would have been the red flag right there.
Why? You hanging out with Anthony Slater?
I mean, come on, man.
Kind of like a mashed potato.
I love you, Slater, but come on, man. All right, Andre Ware, 15th overall. In terms of biggest bust of all time.
Yeah,
he went 7th to the Ware. Ware did.
He was University of Houston. I think he won the Heisman,
I was convinced this guy could turn it around, and I would have kept trading for him. The 14th biggest bust of all time. Trent Richardson, Alabama, number 3 overall to Cleveland.
Bad situation. But then
traded to the Colts.
I thought when he got traded to the Colts, I had him in fantasy football. I remember I had all these trade offers. He got traded. And it was like week 2.
Yeah.
It was like early.
I thought he was going to be the man.
Oh, he's going to the Colts? Yes. And then didn't pan out. And then what I remember is that preseason game for the Raiders. He had a hole that was like 10 yards wide, and he ran behind somebody and got knocked for a loss of 1. You remember that, Slatoni?
No, exactly.
He was so sick in college.
You remember that still shot course. When he missed the hole, too?
Number 13, all right, biggest draft bust of all time. Again, this doesn't have a lot of current stuff. Heath Shuler.
Oh, yeah. University of Tennessee.
Number 22 at Tennessee.
21. We're 21. 21? Yeah, 21.
I knew it was the 20s.
20 or 21. 20 or 20. Just an ugly number. Did not play well for Washington. Yeah,
4-9 in his 13 games.
Yeah, he was not good.
Couldn't beat out Gus Frerotte.
Nope.
All right. Number 12. Jason Smith, the Baylor tackle who went number 2 overall. A concussion ended his year in year 1. By year 2, he was done, and by basically 2012, 3 years later, he was out of the league.
Wow.
Vernon Golston, number 11, biggest bust of all time. Outside linebacker, Ohio State.
Ohio State,
number six overall to the Jets.
New York Jets, yep, yep, no doubt. That's a big bust. Huge bust.
He had five starts in three NFL seasons. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. All right. Steve Entman, the end.
Washington. Oh, University of Washington, national championship.
Look at
played with Lincoln Kennedy. They beat Michigan in the Rose Bowl. Played with Billy Joe Hobart. Mark Brunell's the backup quarterback. The legendary coach up there in Washington, Don James. They were playing Nebraska in the heyday in Lincoln, Nebraska, having big games. Nap Kaufman, that team was loaded. Steve Entman was supposed to be the real deal. Did not work out like that.
Johnny Manziel, number 9, speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Number 8, Lawrence.
Hold on real quick on Johnny. Did you think he was going to pop in the NFL?
No.
I
thought Mike Evans was so devalued, it was unreal.
Yeah.
That second year with Johnny was nowhere near as good as the first
year. Yeah,
I was suckered in after the Alabama game. I thought he was so sick. Turns out Alabama just had a bad defensive year, pretty
much. Mike Evans was unbelievable.
But what's crazy is the next year they played Alabama and he got
He wasn't even close.
Yeah. Wasn't even close. I don't know.
All right, so Manziel, number 9. Number 8. And Steve Young agrees. Lawrence Phillips.
Oh my God.
He was so sick, though, in college. Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips.
He had trouble in Nebraska. He came back for the national championship against Florida State.
He's
lost 1960 to Florida State, Orange Bowl. Yeah, I want to say rest in peace, but the stories just kept getting He had a situation in L.A. where
gonna leave him alone.
These kids were playing. No, true story about Lawrence Phillips. These kids were playing sell-off football. He either was playing in a game, or he got mad and he took his car and drove onto the field to try to run people over.
There's a special place for him.
Yeah,
there's
a special
place for him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not up, it's down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Brian Bosworth, number 7.
I could see that.
You know, I mean, he only played 24 games.
Bosworth.
All right. Here's a name that I did think was going to be the dude from Michigan State.
Carlos Rogers.
Charles Rogers.
Charles Rogers. Charles Rogers.
Carlos Rogers was the DB.
Yeah, yeah, but I knew the Rogers.
Number 2 overall. You want to talk about someone who kept violating the policies when it comes to drugs.
Remember that first two games?
He also passed away way too
young. Look at the stats for the first two games, Spadoni. Charles Rogers. Stats for the first two games. Then I think he popped his shoulder on a touchdown catch and was never heard from ever again.
Our boss did a little interview with this man. Tony Mandarich coming in at number 5.
Green Bay Packers.
Number 2 overall pick.
Some guy just passed away who was a GM for the Colts. Name is slipping me. It was a classic cut. Because Mel Kiper Jr., hold on. Mel Kiper Jr. was ripping the Mandarich pick. And the guy from the Colts was talking to Chris Mortensen. Rest in peace. Young Mort. Had full set of hair. And he's interviewing him. And the GM from the Colts was like, hey, who the hell is this Mel Kiper Jr. guy? He's never played. He's never suited up.
Yeah,
he's never been around a team. He's never scouted. Who the hell is he to tell us that we made the wrong pick?
Bill Tobin.
But yeah,
it's a classic soundbite.
Here's why I know you made the wrong pick. Because here are the next 3 picks.
Yes.
Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, and Deion Sanders. No, not the same draft. The next 3 picks. Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Mandarich is supposed to be did you see his physique?
Ponte, I could make an argument. Barry Sanders and Deion Sanders are the two greatest ever.
At their positions.
Yeah. And Derek Thomas is on a short list of pass rushers of all time.
Rest in peace, Derek Thomas.
Okay.
He wasn't far off from Lawrence Taylor. He may have been right there with Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, he was amazing. Kajana Carter comes in at number 4, number 1 overall draft pick. I mean, just wow.
Well, he tore up his knee. That was unfortunate. The injury got him there. Cincinnati, bad place. Kajana Carter, first play in a Rose Bowl against Oregon. True story, Spadoni. Ran for an 80-yard touchdown. First play in the game.
Number Rose 3. Bowl. Akili Smith, we referenced earlier. Yeah. Number 2, Ryan Leaf. Number 1, Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell did start 25 times and went 7-18. Is Trey Lance going to start? Like, I'm dead serious on this. Is he going to start 25 times in the NFL?
Maybe in the CFL.
Bonte, you could make the argument Trey Lance is the worst bust than all these. They traded 3 freaking picks for
him. Sorry, I can't find it. Maybe you scrubbed it. Because I've been looking for the video with Shaska and I walking off the field gushing over Trey Lance.
I scrubbed it?
I don't know if you did. I can't find
Trey Lance's team might have.
Yeah, Trey Lance.
Remember the video? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We walked off the field. Deputy security
guard.
We shut it
around. 250,000 views.
Well, that same day, Adam Schefter because we heard it from Fort Ball. Was like, some guys at ESPN were asking about you guys and who it's these
the
guys
last
were in the
time
video.
Fort Ball liked this.
Yeah, well, that video made the rounds in Bristol, Connecticut, because later on that day, Adam Schefter goes, and word out of Santa Clara is Trey Lance is opening eyes and light things up, and don't be surprised. Like, the way he said it,
the
though.
The irony was, is he did. And like, the play-by-play guy for the 49ers, I'll just say Greg Papa came out on Monday and said it was the greatest display of throwing I've seen at a practice in my 30 years being at NFL practices. It wasn't me saying it.
Yeah,
it was literally him saying it. I'm telling you what other people said, too. And we I'm not the only one.
We were just to the straw. I remember the video.
Then he broke his finger, and now he'll never play again.
Dude, he looked at me and goes, Vontae, what do you think? I go, folks, I would not be surprised if he started week one against the Detroit Lions. This guy had everything.
He threw the first touchdown pass that year. He did.
Where is that video? I can't find it, Chasky. Maybe you have it in your phone.
And maybe the ghost of Trey Lance eliminated
it. Did you delete the video,
Chasky? I'm being dead serious on this.
Oh, man, talking about not aging well.
I'm going to be honest with you, Adam, before you go to him. I think Trey Lance is the worst pick of all these. At least those other guys played.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't even play.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that. Lynch and Shanahan, they've got extensions. They're about to give another quarterback $50 million, and they might have the worst pick in NFL. Forget Niners.
Yeah.
NFL history.
You might be right about that. You just might be right about
that. Think of how good they were at other things, other than finding out a quarterback in the first round.
And the worst part about it is, he may be the biggest bust in NFL history, and we still don't know if he's good or not because he really didn't get that shot. Really didn't get the shot. Damn. And we walked off the field, and he was lighting it up. And by the way, that same practice, Jimmy looked awful.
So bad.
He threw three picks. He threw a pick to Fred Warner. So the PK was so funny, Satsuki.
You were at your back turn, and all of a sudden, you turn around, but the ball's in mid-flight, and you're like, who punted that? I go, Jimmy threw that. And it looked like a three fly.
It was in the middle. I go, oh, man, who punted that? Why are so many people mad? Well, who punted that? And you
was furious.
Tupo was, he needed a coach to walk him to the side to calm him down. Shanahan was angry. Shanahan's talking in the walkie-talkie. Angry at Jimmy.
All the receivers were off to the side, and they were all complaining about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Dude, I'm getting a headache now. I got a headache from laughing too hard. I got a headache.
It was because, so funny.
Because he threw a pick. So, pardon me, that beat came on. Pardon me. Pardon me, right? And so, Jimmy throws an interception. This Fred Warner jumped all over a quick slant.
I'll never
walked
forget.
Into the end zone, and he started getting rattled.
Trey threw a ball to Ross Dwelly
on a 7-yard out.
Fred Warner came running over. We were right next to DJ Jones. And DJ Jones was like pushing people back because of the throw. Dude. And Fred Warner pulled his helmet off and says, that boy's the real deal. And I looked at Vontae. He looked at me. We looked at Greg Papa. We were all like, oh, my God. Dude. We found our Mahomes.
Dude, he dropped back on that five-step drop.
All of us.
He threw a laser to Ross Dwelly on the outright.
We were all so wrong.
Trey Lance rolled out to the right and let one fly like 60 yards. Joe Shasky, Greg Papa,
we were all
and myself.
We were
when I seen him throw that
John
ball.
Lynch
everybody
was on the field.
Dude, I swear to God.
Lynch was on the field.
We were on the sideline. We all ran on the field. We all ran on the field.
When I seen him throw that ball.
When I seen him throw that ball.
That was all of us.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
We were dead near.
Alex, it's done.
Dude. Spinotti and Lubbin. I
swear
to God. You know where the numbers are marked?
I know.
It's
I sound
the hash
like an
marks
idiot.
And the numbers. We were on the numbers of the football field. We should have been thrown out of practice.
We should have been.
We should have been thrown out of. We all ran on the field to see where the ball landed. Unbelievable. We got to find that video because unbelievable. I can't find it. I can't find it. I don't know. That may be the biggest draft bust in history. Wow.
I hate saying that.
Let's take Adam for a fast five. We'll take Adam at fast five. All right.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
We had our bucket hats on. Talk about Trey Lance is here.
Look, the sad thing is I was rooting. I swear to God, I don't think I've ever been more happy. I'm so glad they didn't take Mac Jones. Looking back on it, we were all wrong. The Jets, Patriots, yeah, the Niners, everyone. But, like, I want to see him play just so I can see. We don't even know.
We don't even know. Well, we saw a little bit against the Texans. We saw a little bit.
His
Texas game was a Jimmy Garoppolo. If that was Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm convinced. If Jimmy Garoppolo had that same game against the Texans that week to keep the playoff hopes alive, would have been Jimmy Garoppolo's a king that week. Trey Lance did it. It was like, yeah, who cares? Like, it was unbelievable. It's like we voted against the guy. Adam and SF, what's your final thought, Adam?
I'm going to my take as a bust for the Niners because he only played for a year, but Chris Borland, considering how good he was, you know, got to respect the man for stepping away from football for his reasons, but we thought he was going to be our next great linebacker, and he only played a year.
He was sick, though. Borland was sick.
He was sick. What's your final thought? What's your final thought, Jasmine?
My final thought is, no matter what happens today, and I'm not, this is the anti-Willard take, I will overreact to everything that happens, good, bad, and indifferent.
It bothers me.
Because this is what sports fans do.
I'm looking at it.
We think we go from a 7-win team to a 13-win team today. That's what we think. We think a 3-win team has a chance to win a Super Bowl in 2 years. We think a 13-win team is going to go down to a 5-win team.
Right.
That's what sports fans do. And that's why this is the greatest Christmas day in sports history. The NFL draft. And I love how they spread it out because they know that we're dope fiends. Yeah. We'll be here all weekend.
Dope fiends.
Are we not? Totally. We are draft dopeies. Got any more than picks? Did we do any trades? I traded your cheeseburger for it.
Crack.
Tell me I'm wrong.
That same draft for Trey Lance. They drafted Trey Sermon in the third round. I said, this pick is better than Trey Lance. Trey Sermon, are you kidding me? This pick is better than Trey Lance.
They got Danny Gray just for Trey Lance's deep ball.
And then he had the deep ball against Green Bay. We're like, that's a great pick out of SMU. We hadn't watched one SMU game all year, and yet we were convinced Danny Gray was our next deep threat.
Of course I didn't watch. June Jones, man. I know, was there for a minute.
June Jones.
I just.
Spring game coordinator.
I love this day,
I love the draft.
I love it, too.
I love the NFL draft. And I swear to God, Skip Bayless is... I'm not a fan. I'll just say that.
Uh-huh.
But he did have this tweet.
I'm jealous of
his
money.
Back in 2014.
He wears all black, too.
I swear to God, he kind of encapsulated everything how I feel.
Yeah.
The one tweet he had that just stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
Like 2014, just out of nowhere, middle of the first round. All caps. I love the NFL draft. And I remember retweeting that thinking, hell yeah, I do too. This is great. This is awesome.
Best.
Oh, it is the best. That's my final thought.
It's the best.
Spinotti, love me. Real quick, go ahead.
Just get Penix.
Yeah, draft bust. I remember Landon McClain. I thought he was going to be good.
Oh, my God.
Mugshot heard around the world.
Oh, my God.
There was a guy who would cape up for him.
That's it for
As
us.
A puncher of throws. Oh, my God.
Monte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
Oh, that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. We're on the go. Get the fastest internet to hire.
Speeding was not his fault. I mean, it's legal.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.